Sydney Sweeney topless half naked pictures broke social media last week. Sydney Sweeney's nude topless dress broke the internet. And I imagine some men probably busted a nut to photos and videos of Sydney Sweeney in a see-through silver dress that showed all of her areolas, all of her amazing, magical breasts. Sydney Sweeney has one of the best racks in Hollywood right now. And she has a tiny waist. She wears clothes that show that she has an hourglass figure. You see her boobs, then you see her snatched waist. It's giving hot. It's giving sex symbol. And her haircut is so cute on her, the bob that she's rocking. So here's the thing. So many women get their titties done. They get fake breasts. And when you get fake breasts, they look fake. So the number one way, the easiest way for me to tell that somebody has fake titties is that they don't got cleavage. So when you go from no tits to tits, you ain't got no cleavage usually. And what I mean by that is like, it's usually like the titties look 2 inches apart. You know, they usually look about 2 inches apart. Or if they're not 2 inches apart, maybe they're like an inch and a half apart. My tits are together. My cleavage is like Sydney Sweeney's because my boobs are real. So they aren't separated. They aren't like one implant on the right, one implant on the left. And those implants don't really ever meet because the people who get them, they didn't have no tits in the first place. You know what I'm saying? And then every once in a while, you'll see a girl with incredible ass tits. And what she did is she already had big boobs, and then she got an implant that's like not very big. So then it just makes her natural tit look bigger. But usually, when you see a woman with implants, it's usually like a girl who had no boobs, and then she got big boobs. And they look ridiculous, in my opinion. Or if they don't look ridiculous, they're rock hard. And if they aren't rock hard, they're not really moving. And to see the boobs go bouncy, that is very sexy, right? And so here comes Sydney Sweeney. Them titties was sitting nice. Nice. She had on no bra. The titties was just loose. Flowing in the wind, bouncing on the red carpet. Nipples was out. Nipples was letting the photographers know what's good. Them nipples said, "What's up?" And you want to know something crazy about Sydney in that dress? Sydney's nipples, them shits was soft. Like, how are you flashing your tits, your amazing melon breasts to the world, and them shits are not rock hard? Like, I feel like my titties would be rock hard because I would be sitting there or I'd be standing there on the red carpet thinking about how viral my photos are gonna be. But like, Sydney understood the assignment. Sydney knows that her breasts are incredible. She knows everybody wants to see what her breasts be looking like. So she's like, "Hold up, y'all. I'm gonna give you I'm for the people. I'm gonna give y'all what you want." As I've said, I have big boobs, but I wonder I wonder how many women without boobs saw Sydney Sweeney on that red carpet and were like, "It's time for me to get some implants. It's time for me to get some titties." I mean, she looked so sexy. And I loved her confidence. She's there like flashing her breasts to the world with just so much confidence and happiness and eye contact. And I'm like, is this what happened? Is this the work of Scooter Braun? You know, Sydney is dating Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun is behind Justin Bieber. He's behind Ariana Grande. He's behind, wasn't it Selena Gomez too or whatever? But all I know is he has managed.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Bieber and Ariana Grande. So he has managed musicians who are at the top, who could not possibly be more successful in their fields. And so he knows what stunts to pull. He knows how to get people's attention. And I wonder if he told Sydney, have them titties out, girl, have them titties out. And she was like, you know what? Let me do that. And I'm like, I am so here for it. And the reason why I'm here for it is so many women hate their bodies. So many women don't realize they're hot, they're sexy. They don't take advantage of their youth. Sydney's out here taking advantage of her youth because them tits is not going to be sitting that pretty as they were sitting a decade from now. And they certainly won't be sitting as perfect and flawless as they were sitting a decade from now if she has any kids and does breastfeeding. They're just not. And so Sydney is out here flaunting what God gave her while she looks damn hot doing it. And that's one of my regrets. One of my regrets is that I didn't do a bunch of nude photo shoots in my youth. I plan to do nude photo shoots, professional nude photo shoots, but I'm just saying, like, I did not do any photo shoots when I was Sydney Sweeney's age or younger, when the body was, perfection. So Sydney is out here like, look, this is what I look like. Y'all want to see my tits? Here are my tits. And I can't, here are my breasts. And I cannot imagine how many photographers, I cannot imagine how many photographers had like chubs on that red carpet. Can you imagine? And it's like so American for us to be naked like that. Because I was talking to someone last year who was talking about like how people view Western attire. And I'm from here, so I don't think about it. And I just like, when I saw Sydney, I was like, this is normal for us. For us to just be straight half naked on a red carpet, that shit is standard here. We don't like, we ain't tripping. But I like, we really be hoes. We really be hoes out up in the States. But anyways, I said this on my last episode that I'm gonna be doing more click, or I'm gonna try to incorporate more click baity episodes because I've been in the game for 5 years. It's time. It's time, y'all. It's time for me to be a little more SEO based because I've been working myself to the bone, and then just I need to experiment, see what works. Because this ain't my first rodeo. I did something else where I had really good SEO, and that was a big part of my strategy. But anyways, like, I don't know. I don't really know what Sydney is doing with Scooter, but this is what I'm gonna say. I feel like when you have the body of Sydney Sweeney and the fame and the success and the wealth of Sydney Sweeney, I feel like there ain't no man who is coming into your orbit who cannot properly dick you down. who cannot properly just worship the amazing body that you have, the sex appeal that you have. Like, I imagine, like, Scooter better be worshiping Sydney, every inch of Sydney. He better be making that girl have multiple O's. He better be getting it done. And he has money. He's very wealthy, but more importantly, he needs to be. I trust that Scooter is giving Sydney some good dick because everybody wants to have sex with that girl. Like, everybody wanted to have sex with Sydney before they saw her tits on the red carpet. And then here she comes, like, look at my breasts. Like, I'm like, anyhow, that bitch is single. Like, poor girl. The amount of offers she must get, the amount of people trying to fuck her. Like, oh boy. All I gotta say is, if you sexy, you don't gotta, like, have your full breasts and areolas out there like Sydney, but don't cover it up. Don't waste it. It's fleeting. Hotness is fleeting. Youth is fleeting. Definitely, like, show off, flaunt what you got, but just do it in a tasteful way, in a tasteful manner. But don't like have no body dysmorphia and think that you aren't hot if you're a hot and sexy person. Like, don't waste what you've been gifted with, especially if you didn't have to get on no table. So, all right, y'all, talk to you later. Bye.